This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Back in November, we told you of the likely demise of a Harvard Square icon, the Out of Town News, a landmark newsstand right across from the university gates. Well, we have some good news. It is not gone. It's just under new management. From member station WBUR in Boston, Abigail Beshkin reports on new hope for lovers of old-fashioned newsprint.
When Jim Wilkinson was a student at Harvard, the out-of-town newsstand was part of a ritual involving a middle-of-the-night breakfast and the French newspaper Le Monde.
I had spent a year, my junior year abroad in France, and so I really wanted to stay current on French news. And I thought, this is great. This is like having breakfast in Paris, you know, where cafes are open all night, and you come across, you can pick up the newspaper and sort of go home.
Now Wilkinson is a Harvard professor. He reads some foreign news on his iPhone, but he still buys papers at the out-of-town newsstand at least once a week.
There also are articles that you'd like to save. There's something tactile about having a newspaper. I see them as complimentary.
The newsstand's new operator, Mike Patel, is banking on customers like Wilkinson, but he's realistic. Selling the London Times and French Vogue will only bring in so much. Declining sales of newspapers and tobacco prompted the previous tenant, Hudson News, not to renew its lease. But Patel still thinks he can make a go of it by expanding his selection of items like phone cards and energy drinks.
And if they come here to buy the paper, they're not going to just buy a newspaper. They will buy maybe candy, gum, and that's where we look at. They can buy something else.
Patel is promising he'll still stock the international and specialty publications the out-of-town newsstand is famous for. He's well aware he's taken over a venerable institution, and he's proud of it.
I like this location because this is a historical place and world-famous, even a university and Harvard. And that's why I think this is like a prestigious business.
Patel lives nearby, and he's hoping that maybe someday his son will attend that famous college in the heart of Harvard Square, right across the street from the out-of-town newsstand. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Beshkin in Boston.